As we age, we let go of many mementos of a lifetime. And as Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill writes, all that is left are the stories of our lives.
I drove to the recycle station the other day. I often go there. This trip, though, was different. I filled the trunk of my car with a lifetime of correspondences, communications involving friends and children, family letters, publishers' contracts, graduation and ordination certificates. There were letters from mentors, pictures of teachers and supervisors who shaped my life. I found letters and cards written to me by a people to whom I had ministered in my capacity as pastor. Others expressed gratitude for the help I had offered in a variety of spiritual writing and workshops over the year. All very satisfying. However, there were other papers as well. There were letters of rejection from publishers, some abrupt and perfunctory. There were divorce papers, death certificates, two of my report cards from grade school that revealed miserable school performances. I'd often wondered why my mother kept them. I found them in her papers only after her death. I discovered acrimonious letters written back and forth from me and the senior pastor of my first church. Of all of these artifacts, which should I surrender and which should I keep? However painful, the process of reviewing the material and deciding what to keep or get rid of provided me with a hands-on review of my life that was more intense and vivid than anything I had ever experienced before. I alternately felt grief and gratitude. The recycle center is where people take the pieces of their lives for which they have no further use. The papers would soon be taken away and lost to me, but they would also be transformed. Into what is anything transformed? Who knows? It's the mystery at the heart of the universe. Matter is neither created nor destroyed, only transformed. In matters of our spirit, similar laws apply. Going home from the recycle bin, I felt a strong wave of grief and then a fleeting impulse to return to it and retrieve the papers. I recall a similar feeling as a boy when some of my relatives died. Leaving the grave site, I'd feel a wave of panic. I wanted to return and retrieve them. I didn't want to surrender these people who had been a part of my life. The circumstances of surrender differed in this way. On my trip to the bin, I made a choice to let go. As a boy, I had no choice when loved ones died. They left, and I had no say in the matter. It was much harder to let go. In order to make room in the trunk for all the papers, I had taken out some odds and ends that were always there. A flashlight, a first aid kit, some cloth shopping bags, two umbrellas, and a bottle of water that I'd always hear rolling from one side to the others when I made turns. Back home, I opened the trunk. It was now empty, nothing there. Whatever had been there only minutes ago now existed only in me. Artifacts of my past were gone. What remained were all the stories they told, now woven like a thousand threads through the fabric of my being. I put back into the empty trunk the things I know I'd need for now. George Merrill on the shore.